Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Even when I fought King Dice, the boomerang was where it was at for me.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
What?
Did your joint go off? I was watching. I think the stream went off. Oh, well, we're about to go live anyway.
No, it's not live yet. Oh, you mean his?
Yeah, it just killed out. I don't know. Maybe his kid came and unplugged it. But basically, it's all three consoles: PS5, Nintendo, and Xbox news, right?
Yeah.
We got a console wars episode.
I'm expecting most of our talk is going to be PS5. What's up, Detox? How's it going?
What's up, Detox?
Detox.
Look out for Detox.
Detox, you still dropping, right? Yo, Detox.
What's up, Koi?
What up, Koi? Foreign Hustle, what up, though? Yo, Foreign Hustle, you've been whooping ass in that damn match. I mean, you got them motherfuckers scared of you. You got them motherfuckers scared of you, Foreign Hustle. They, I already hear them talking. They scared of you.
That trophy ain't for nothing.
They scared of you, Foreign. What up, Jay Lance?
You about to be a two-time champ. You whooping ass in person and remotely.
What up, Deogen? Where's the pretty?
Yeah,
she won't make it tonight. She won't make it. We didn't even mention that yesterday, did we? Granddad, we should have mentioned it yesterday. Thought I mentioned her, but yeah. Work stuff. Yeah, work stuff. Yeah.
It happens. So she's here in spirit.
For us, I've come to dominate. Yeah.
Now, can y'all hear me?
Appreciate that, Public Enemy. Appreciate that.
Appreciate this.
We can hear you. We can hear you, Bloodbath.
Yeah, this shit sound like a weird, so I guess I'm going to just go audio only this week.
Trash.
All right. Oh, man.
You would choose the week where I did the fucking big screen view.
I know, right? Big ass. You know what I'm saying? He ain't letting you be great. He ain't letting you be great like a motherfucker, man.
Nigga, I don't know what's going on with it. It's the app. Everything else running fine. It's trying to tell me I need to check my connection, but my internet is just fine because I'm running hardwired. Everything else is working just great. So it got to be the Zoom app.
Hey, Deogen, don't bring up old stuff. Hey, Deogen, man, that was months ago, man. Don't bring that up.
Yeah, the recent, it was about a month ago, actually, like 1 month, to be honest.
Couple it was?
Yeah, it wasn't months with an S.
Yeah, it was months with an S. That was smack in the middle of summertime.
You a lie.
What's up, Stover? Yeah, man, that was right in the heat of the summer.
Yo, you said I'm roboting? Am I good now?
You were earlier. You sound all right now.
All right, let me know.
She too busy laughing about the PS5 pre-release fiasco.
Yeah, that's funny.
What do you think about that Tony Hawk movie?
We should that subscribe,
hey,
JP.
Hey, we ain't talk about that yet. How you doing?
Come on. Yeah, we'll address that shortly. Hold up.
I can wait. Jeez.
You gotta say it like him. Save it for the show.
Save it for the show. You're right. That's it. Hey, that's how you sound. Hey, 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 hey. Appreciate that, JP Ron. Appreciate the subscribe. Appreciate that. Lovely, lovely. Lovely. Oh, man. Yeah, it looks
it ain't bad, right?
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm just looking at how it's, yeah. Yeah, that's not bad at all. What up, Mike Rich? Mike Rich up in this thing.
Mike Rich in this bitch.
What up, Mike Rich? Yeah, that's dope, man. I like the fact that, like, all these names, I see all of them in our streams. Like, ever, like, if I'm streaming or if y'all, you know, if I see one of y'all streaming, I'm on y'all stream. It's like, that's dope as hell. That's dope.
It's almost like they're a community or something.
Yeah, shut up. No, they not making no custom PS5. Hush up. Beans, you funny. All right, man. I look. Okay, y'all keep, boy. They keep on. They think this is a game.
Yeah, Mike Rich man, is
damn
shit.
Mike Rich, damn Mike Rich. I thought we was better than that. Oh shit!
Picture of Steve Harvey. Put a picture of Godfrey doing an impression of Steve Harvey.
I don't look shit like Steve Harvey. I don't know where this shit came from.
We don't know. You might look like him today. You might be in an ugly suit right now. For all we know. Looking like, hey, Mr. Hightower. Wow, it all comes together. That's crazy.
Yep, Hightower. All right,
do I look better in spoofing out? I went ahead and
what'd you do?
I put the hardwire on my, because I'm on my Mac and I usually have it on my PC, so I just switched the cord. Gotcha. So it should be better. Usually I run Wi-Fi, but apparently today it's acting up, so I'm hardwiring it. Be good.
Whatever, Jay Dent. You man, y'all are hilarious in this damn chat. What is wrong with y'all? Oh my
look,
god.
No, look, we gotta give it to BZ. He stayed strong. He didn't pre-order it publicly.
No, I didn't.
He would if he could.
He didn't publicly pre-order the system. He's gonna wait.
I didn't, man.
To show us his page. But look. Actually, BZ, I think you tried to pre-order, but you just didn't make it because it got sold out. You know. But look, it was divine intervention. Look. Fate made sure that you stuck to your word because you wasn't going to do it. We all knew it. So look, you good.
Y'all didn't know it. Y'all thought I was going to be getting it on day one and all that shit.
You was.
Day one.
I did say that a lot.
You had an inkling. Like the moment they said they released them pre-orders, you were like, yo, be real. You looked at the page. You were on the page, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, you did.
Because I talk about it when we started the show. Jesus Christ. Lord have mercy. I cannot believe
it. I admit, I went on the page. I almost bought it. I almost had pre-order peer pressure.
I did. It was no point. It was no point.
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, just because, you know, everybody was doing it. I feel left out.
I'm still going to be on my PlayStation 4, happily on my PlayStation 4 at this holiday season.
So you go to the studio and it's PS5 there.
I mean, well, hey, look, I can play it at the studio. I just play it at the studio.
Damn, well, you taking that shit home.
You know?
Need to inspect this. Quality. But, yeah. So.
All right. I'm ready on my end, if y'all are.
Let's do it.
Yep, I'm ready. I was about to... retweeted. What up, though? You are listening to Dead End Gaming, episode 102, right? Yeah, 102.
Yes.
Yep, 102. 102. Of course, we're recording live via Zoom. Thank you guys for always subscribing, watching, following us on wherever you listen to your podcast. I am 1/4 of the host. Of course, I got me, Mug 11, with me.
What up, y'all?
Got Granddad Willie.
Granddaughter, 1,000 hours, PS5 not secured.
And for those that's watching us on Twitch, sorry, you won't have the pleasure to see Bloodbath, but he's in here though. But if you listen to the audio podcast, you know, we got Bloodbath in the building.
Kevin this bitch.
Hey.
That was a great impression. Wait, I was about to look for her.
Tyler's here?
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was great.
Look, I had to represent, man. Look, she's not here tonight. You know, so I had to take care of some work business, but I just had to fill in. I had to do the quick little fill in for Tyler for a second. So she always clown about how I always make her sound so awful when I mock her. Good job. You know, I had to represent. I had to wrestle. I fooled y'all. So the fact that I fooled y'all and we on camera, y'all can see me. That's a great job. I did a great job.
It was good.
Yes, I did a great job.
I thought she came in, you know, like a hero at the last minute to save the day.
Right. You know what I'm saying? This for new listeners, this show is separated into three parts. The first part, we always talk about the games that we play over the past week. Second part is topics. And then the third part is questions and one gotta go from Bloodbath. So I guess with that being said, Bloodbath, what games you been playing?
I go first. All right. As you know, 2K, you know, so y'all probably tuned into the stream, so I'll start playing together.
Shout out to Mean Mug 11. Mean Mug 11 was even in there last night, man. Mug 11, the fact that he don't really, you know, mess with sports like that, so for him to, like, be in there and chatting and like, joking and clowning us and shit, that shit was dope. That shit was funny as shit.
What's crazy is he didn't even get to see our one win. He didn't stay long enough, which I don't blame him.
We didn't prove to him that we was good enough to win.
An eternity is a long time.
I know, right? That shit was funny. Even, I think Tyler too. Tyler even came up in there. Too.
Everybody showed up and we embarrassed ourselves, but it's all right. I know, right?
Eventually we won that day. Yeah. But the next day we ain't win shit. The next day
was horrible.
Yeah. But for all those people wonder, Kev, you still trash? Nah, I maxed out my 3-point shot. I done got a whole lot better. My player is putting in work now. So next time we play, I should be able to help us out some more. Besides that, I played a little bit of Ghost of Tsushima. I played a tiny bit of Madden. I played some Apex and Tony Hawk. I played Tony Hawk a couple times this week.
Okay, all right. What about you, Granddad?
So for fighting game Friday, last week I did some Street Fighter V and some MK11. Did pretty decent in both for two games I ain't played regularly in a minute. Also played some 2K. My player's up to 90 now. And I've been a little bit of a hot streak with my games. I won five games back to back, so I'm doing pretty good.
But, how that jumper looking?
Jumper's looking wet. Looking Awkwafina.
Really?
But yeah, man. Look, this is where I'm at. My player is now, I've beaten Kobe's record, RP Kobe, for most 50-point games in the season. That's where I'm at right now.
All
right,
so
I'm getting buckets.
I'm feeling comfortable once we get back on and play together.
So we definitely gotta get back on that and redeem ourselves. Cause I think all of my players are a little bit improved now. Also, I did play a little bit of Apex as well, a little bit of Fall Guys. I played some Control, the Control DLC. Did that?
How was that?
It's dope. Well, I did the first DLC, the Foundation. I finished that one like a couple weeks ago. But I'm doing the AWE, which is the Alan Wake. I've never played Alan Wake, but it's tied into the Alan Wake series. But I'm at the final boss of that one, and it's this weird like boss where you have to like manipulate light. To kill it. So it's kind of like a puzzle you got to figure out. So I'm going to get back to that, as soon as I can, cause that's pretty dope. Tony Hawk, played some Tony Hawk today. Kev came through last minute and, outskated me, because apparently he's been playing more.
That's not true.
It is true.
You just better. That's all it is.
Whatever, whatever, nigga. Whatever. Anyway, I got you. Robbed me that last one too. I won that fucking round.
How I rob you, bro? When I doubled your score,
I had it. No, and I'm not talking about that last one. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the one where you came out of nowhere with the 2,000 out of nowhere. I think I got. Well, first of all, fuck that game. All right.
Damn.
Look, I shouldn't even. I shouldn't even did that. I shouldn't even play that game.
Well, fuck that game.
I thought you loved Tony Hawk. I do.
But nah. See, here's the thing. I love Tony Hawk, but like today I got frustration. First of all, the level, because I was trying to, I wasn't up to par today.
Look at him. Look, he's all stumbling.
Because I wasn't fully paying attention. But then when Kev showed up, he just made it worse. Like I was like, all right, whatever. And then he come in and, you know, I never played multiplayer before. So like he had an advantage on me on the multiplayer side. Like I never played one of them games. Then there was niggas up there who was getting like a million, or now like half a million on like one trick and shit. So yeah.
And all honestly, we weren't that good. We weren't that good. Them other niggas was on
They was a whole other level. I don't know who them niggas is, but apparently they got all the stats and they doing really good in their lives. So shout out to them for got nothing else to do but play Tony Hawk. And I think that's pretty much. I feel like I played something else, but I can't remember off top.
Didn't you play Paper Mario?
Oh, yeah, that's what it. Paper Mario. I played more Paper Mario, Origami King. Did two adult boss battles. Played against the Rubber Band Man. That was fun. And then I played against this giant squid on Peach's cruise ship, which is also kind of dope. So that game's picking up, and I'm gonna probably get back to that sometime in the next couple weeks. But that's pretty much it.
Yeah. What about you, Mean Mugger?
Just got done playing Tony Hawk earlier today. I finished off the Pro Skater 1 tour. So all of the first, I think the first nine stages, I got all gold, got all the goals on that too. So, that was dope. Right on time for the show.
Let me ask you this real quick about Tony Hawk. So y'all playing, cause it's Tony Hawk 1 and 2 within the same disc, the same game, right?
It's the same. Yeah. It's the stages from both games.
So you're going through the part one first and then going through part two?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. So I haven't started part two yet. I don't have any plans to play it online against randoms or nothing like that. Cause, you know, like we all know, being good and being good on the internet is two totally different things.
Amen, my brother.
I used to be the best on my block at damn near, if it was a fighting game, It was all me. If it was a shooting game, it was my homie Rico. But if it's a fighting game, I'm the best, pretty much. Until online just kind of like, you know, showed me the truth. Humbled me. That's what I'm looking for. Humbled me. It's like, I ain't shit.
Yeah.
I don't have any interest to really play Tony Hawk online like that against any randoms. I played Avengers. I finished that off. I think the final mission is amazing. It's great. It's a great ass mission. It's not worth the price of admission though. It just
still super mid.
Yeah. Still super mid.
So is it worth? It's not worth like what? Because what was the regular price in that game? 60, right?
Yeah.
So it's not worth 60. If they came out with that game and said it's $24.99, will it be worth that? Right,
absolutely. Especially if you got friends who play it too. The story is good, and that final mission, the opening mission, those are both good missions. The characters are cool. I like the costumes. Actually, and that was my biggest complaint in the beginning when we first saw that trailer. It was just like, they look ugly. Like, I don't like it. But,
who'd you like playing with the best?
I think Iron Man. I want to get around to playing with Captain America a little bit more because he's my favorite Avenger. So I'm going to be fucking with him a lot whenever I do get around to playing it. But right now it's on the shelf and Spider-Man is not in it yet. Mystery Mask. So we're still, that'll be PS5 time. Like, it'll be after that. Like, it's going to be next year probably when we get Spider-Man. What else? I played Skyrim, which is one of my favorite games. If y'all saw our top five games of all time.
Yeah.
And it's on Game Pass, by the way. Got to mention that. And it's fucking fun as shit. Like, I had so much fun playing that game. Just going around shooting motherfuckers with my bow, sneaking around like a hoe. And I made Panic my cat. So I'm just a cat shooting niggas with arrows and sneaking around, which is fun as shit. Been playing Final Fantasy VII OG one for PS1. I'm just past the Golden Saucer right now. I'm in the desert. And old school Saturday was Shinobi 3.
Yeah.
I
love Shinobi.
Like, I played it back in the day, but I didn't really like play it back in the day. Where I don't.
Yeah, I played the shit out of that damn game on my Sega Genesis.
It's good as shit. It holds up really well. The music is great. Gameplay is tight.
Yes. Yes.
It's,
all that.
It's not as full of shit as I expected it to be. Like, there's a little bit of like bullshit in there, but after I lost the continue and came back, I just kind of like muscle memory my way the fuck through a lot of that game.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 hours wasn't enough time for me to finish that off because I kept getting fucked up. But also, xCloud officially got, it officially got released. And xCloud is Microsoft's answer to like Google Stadia game streaming. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's only available on Android devices. It's not coming to any Apple devices, but it is coming to PC and console, the Xbox console eventually. With that, I also have new internet, so I got to try with some better Wi-Fi, and it's no longer in beta. I played Forza Horizon 4 on my phone with my Bluetooth Xbox controller. Cannot play Forza Horizon 4 with my current internet speeds. It's not, the delay is too strong. It's not a strong delay, but it's too strong for the tight turns. Played Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite on my phone, and that performed a bit better. Even though it's a fighting game, you know, I did my thing on my phone. Streets of Rage 4 performed the best. I think if you're trying to play any games on your phone in the xCloud's current state, stick with simpler games. And Streets of Rage 4 was perfect for that. And my phone is a Galaxy S9 Plus. And my internet speed is like 350 megabits on Wi-Fi. So not bad. That's it.
Cool. Well, games that I've been playing, of course, y'all seen me playing 2K with the crew. But then the first night it was all of us minus FIFO. And then the second time we streamed, it was all of us. FIFO, myself, Dab, shout to Dab, Bloodbath, and Granddad, man. And it was so much fun. But it was so frustrating at the same damn time, man. Like,
bro, that shit wasn't fun after a while, bro.
It was fun.
Nah,
it was,
man, nah. Fun. We was getting was the whole, still, like, how did we miss every layup ever
I
made?
I can't run, though. I was, every time whenever we was playing against somebody and they had green, I was like, oh, shit, they about to bust.
Like, we was getting green the fuck up. Like, it was
green
a goddamn Grinch around here.
Up, dude, that shit was.
We was playing good basketball. That's Hold the worst.
And I think that's why I said it was frustrating, because it was like we was getting the shots that we wanted to get.
Explain green. Green is when you get the meter in the right spot.
Yeah, yeah. When you get the shot meter in the perfect
green,
spot.
Green is a guaranteed shot. Like, it's gonna go in.
It's gonna go in. Okay. Yeah. If you green it, it's gonna. You might as well just turn around and start getting back on defense.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, I mean, that was a frustrating thing. And then like I'm getting a lot of offensive rebounds. I'm boarding out like crazy, and I'm like right there at the basket, and I'm just like. Because the guy jumped in my face or something, it's like, damn. I mean, I'm like right there. Like, how?
It wasn't even that, though. We was missing open layups and shit. And everything. Yeah, no, like, it was everything. Nothing was
crazy.
Falling.
It was crazy, was falling. Man.
Like, shots. We was getting pickpocketed. We was getting steals in the passing lane. Everything was going wrong.
Yeah.
Like, everything.
When it was all five of us, everything. With the exception of that first game. That first game was tight. It was close. We kept going on runs.
Nah. What was that one game where we got murdered?
The last game. With the dude with the afro, with the blonde afro, the little dark skinned dude. Oh, man, I remember. Man,
it was one before that too, wasn't it? I'm talking about that.
No, the last game is the one. The last game when we was playing on Pro-Am, we got murdered. Like we lost by like 50 points, dude. It was crazy.
God, y'all lost 50 points. Was this one of the My Park 3-on-3 games, or was this
no?
It was five on five.
Okay. Yeah, playing in the court, and this team was like. At first, it started off kind of close. It's like, okay, yeah, this is gonna be a dog fight. I like this. Man, that's, you know, that dark skinned dude started doing his little dribbling left and right, and he just started shooting it, and he kept greening it every time. I was like, wow, what the hell is going on here? So I think what else I played? In Ghost Recon, I fired back up Ghost Recon Breakpoint, because I've been playing the Deep State DLC. The new one Red Patron, which dropped this week. That came out. Quick.
Do you have, or do any of y'all have the stream playing somewhere else?
Anybody got no. I have it on my phone, but it's on mute, so it can't be me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on mute as well.
Yeah, same for me.
Is it on mute yours?
I'm checking my echo. Yeah. It's like an instant echo, though, so I don't think it would be a stream, but I can hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it, too.
Okay, you want, let me put in my headphones and see if that helps. I don't know.
Yeah, that'll help. What you mean?
But I've talked like this plenty of times and we never had this issue. So okay. That's why
yeah, like this is what we do every week. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've been doing this the same setup every time.
Hold on. That you be if this shit works.
Hello. All right.
Anyway, what else?
Man, how the hell you get feedback? We've been doing this show all these weeks. I swear to God, Eric, I've been doing the same setup every week, and now all of a sudden, it's the feedback. That's crazy. That is so crazy. But Jesus,
is it better now? Before we continue,
this we're good. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Also, another phony moment. I forgot. I think y'all forgot to mention was why we was playing the neighborhood. Why the hell we did the fucking dun, dun, dun. Remember before we played
the passion, yeah.
And I was like, oh, we lost. As soon as they put us on court and they did that shit, because you tweeted it out, Bloodbath.
Yeah,
man, as soon as they did that shit, I was like, we lost. Ain't no way no motherfuckers come. Ain't no motherfuckers come on the court doing that shit.
Nah.
I was like, we lost. Nah. That shit was funny as hell.
But what made me mad is we didn't even agree on this. Like nobody had that loaded.
Nobody had that load up or nothing.
They just did that shit.
We was like, wait a minute, what the fuck is going on? But yeah, like I said, I fired back up Ghost Recon, man. I haven't played that game in a minute. So yeah, I forgot. And 2K, of course, besides playing with y'all, I've been playing on my player. But yeah, Ghost Recon, man, I forgot how much fun that game is. And now the fact that they give you AI teammates, just like in Wildlands, man, it makes it better because I can just make my, like, if I want to go in guns blazing, I can command my people, clear it all out, like, just fire up, man. That shit is so dope, man. I love that shit. And another thing which is dope, if you don't customize your teammates to, like, have silencers on their guns, if you instruct them to snipe somebody and they shoot them and they don't have their silencer on, the other enemies is going to hear it. So I gotta make sure I make my teammates put this. You can make your teammates put their silencer on. It's dope, man. It's so dope, man. Like, I forgot how dope Ghost Recon is. And it's even better with the AI teammates. Because that was one thing that I liked about Wildlands more than Breakpoint at the time when Breakpoint first came out. And I played Wildlands. Was like, okay, at least they can use some AI teammates. But these AI teammates is actually a little better than the ones on Wildlands. So I fucks with it, man. I'm glad I'm back playing this game again. It's gonna keep me busy for a little bit because, like I said, it's two DLCs that I'm playing. So I'm playing Deep State and then the new one that just came out this week, Red Patron. But I'm a complete Deep State first before I play the new one. So yeah, I think that's all the games I've been playing. Yeah, that's all the joints I've been playing. So on to topics. So of course the main topic we're gonna talk about today, y'all, is the PlayStation 5, the PS5. They revealed some games, and I got the games listed up because I took notes while we was watching yesterday, Granddad. Appreciate everybody that came through yesterday, too, while me and Granddad was watching the PS5 presentation. Okay. You know, they pretty much did what I predicted and what Granddad predicted that they was going to do, which was eventually show us the price and give us a date on the PS5, on both of them, the disc and the digital one. And it came on, right? Because it was, what, about 45, almost an hour?
About 45 minutes.
Yeah. So first game they showed was Final Fantasy 16, which y'all think of. I mean, I know me and Granddad was talking about it, but Eric and Bloodbath, what y'all thought about?
Appreciate the sub, Rach.
Appreciate that.
I thought it looked dope. I was surprised by it. People were not surprised that this game was being shown here, but I was like, I really wasn't expecting to see Final Fantasy 16 in 2020. I know it's not released until 2021, but I just didn't expect to see a trailer or none of that shit. The combat looks amazing, man. Combat looks dope as shit. It's real active.
Yeah, that's what me and Granddad was saying. I was like, I like how that combat looked.
Yeah, like Square Enix has been using this live, you know, this active combat lately. And I think this looks the best between Final Fantasy 15 and Final Fantasy 7. I think it's good in Final Fantasy 7 and it works for what it is. But this really got me into it. And I'm not going to say I'm the biggest Final Fantasy fan. I haven't played a lot of the classics. Right now I'm trying to play Final Fantasy 7, as y'all know. But I was surprised to see blood in this game. I was just like, whoa, like I ain't never seen blood in a Final Fantasy
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, my expectations are high. However, hold up, B, you unplug your joint again?
I didn't do anything. I haven't touched nothing.
Okay.
See?
I still hear it.
Though. That's one of y'all. See, I knew it. I knew it wasn't
it's
me.
Not what it's not me.
It's not us.
It's probably Bloodbath with that broke ass MacBook.
Dog. How you gonna dog him like that?
Damn. That's why I'm asking. I asked Eric earlier if something was wrong. He said, nah, just go with it. I was like, okay.
Just go with what?
After B said it was fixed and I asked you,
Was it fixed? Said, yeah. It was fixed when I said it was fixed. Now it is not. Oh, damn. What was I getting at, bro?
You were talking about blood.
Yeah, blood, now I gotta remember my thoughts.
Okay, no,
it's all good. I thought it was real interesting that they recorded this using emulated PC footage. And I know that Xbox did this as well, and they got a bit of flack for it. And I also thought it was interesting that this game, and we'll get into it more later, but a few more games are going to PC as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, directly like when they launch, I assume. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was different for Sony, and I really wasn't expecting them to do that. But yeah, I think the game looks amazing. I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah, it looks. I mean, the boss fights looks crazy as hell. And like you said, me and Muggo, and I mentioned it with Granddad yesterday while we was watching. I'm like, yo, I fucked with this combat. Like this combat looks dope as fuck.
Yeah,
and he was agreeing with me and stuff, man. So yeah, it was. It looks dope. It looks pretty dope.
Yeah, Final Fantasy games start looking like this more often. I'm gonna start playing more Final Fantasy games because that was the only thing about it is like the old way they used to do it with the turn based style of combat. But when it's this free flowing high action combat that they're showing, I'm into this. So yeah, I'm definitely interested, and hopefully we see more of it soon because right now. I like Final Fantasy VII Remake, so they on a good track right now with me with the Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, it gave me DMC5 or just DMC vibes, period. Mm-hmm. Like with the arm, and it's just
yeah,
it's real different for me. So I'm gonna be interested to see what the core Final Fantasy fans feel about it. It's kind of like I know we've had like action based Final Fantasy games now for a little while now, but it kind of feels like that. You know that Resident Evil 4 transition, B? Where you're like, yeah, this game is good, but I see it changing Resident Evil forever.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's gonna be interesting to see, but I'm excited like a motherfucker to play this game. And I don't know. I feel like this bitch gonna be delayed into oblivion.
You think so?
Just because of Final Fantasy 15 and how that shit was delayed, but maybe things will go better this time around. But yeah, that remains to be seen.
Let's hope so. So the next joint, Spider-Man. They showed a lot more Spider-Man. We get to see, we saw some fighting, some gameplay, some action. They showed a lot more this Spider-Man. First of all, before we get further into that, what did y'all think of this whole Sony thing yesterday? Like overall, like y'all thought it was cool. It was all right. It was better. All right. But what you think, Eric?
I thought it looked amazing. This was the first time in about 2 years where I was kind of excited for a showcase.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say I've been bored with the rest of them, but my thing is always like, make me want it. Like, yeah. I want to feel like Fry from Futurama.
Yeah.
Futurama, take my money. Like, I'm going to give the money anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But like, really make me excited to spend that money. And I think Sony did a great job, even though a lot of these games are going to be far down the line, of making me excited. Mm-hmm. So definitely props to them. You know, my biggest highlights are Final Fantasy and Miles Morales. There were a few other games out there that I was like, oh, this looks cool. It's not for me that.
Yeah.
But and we'll talk about them later. But definitely excited about Miles Morales.
Yeah, I thought this overall too. I thought this was a good. It was definitely a step 2, 3, 4 from the previous PlayStation, you know, events that happened earlier this year that we was, you know, watching. And was just, it was one, the last one that was really some bullshit. That's the one you missed, Granddad. I was watching. And I remember I kept popping on your stream saying, yup, it was some bullshit. Yeah. So like going from that to this, I don't know if it's cause the bar was just so low in those previous Sony events. And then this one was just like, okay, this is a lot better. Kind of like what Eric said, I'm like, okay, cool. Now I'm really looking forward to getting this system next year because, for one, all the games that I'm really excited about playing comes out next year. So I'm like, okay, cool. Well, at least this, it really gives me more reason to wait. Like, I can just be like, okay, cool. I don't need to really get this day one. Spider-Man is the only one, if it was a full game, and I think because, Diogen, I think you're right. I think because of the price, I saw the price tag on. I'm like, okay, it's not that much. It's not the typical $70 unless you get the Ultimate Edition, but it comes with the other Spider-Man that came out in 2018. So yeah. I don't think this game might be as huge as we hope for it to be, Granddad, like we was talking about when we was watching it.
Yeah, I was doing some digging, and some people were saying it's probably going to be around 10 hours for mm-hmm. the campaign, or like mm-hmm. a 10-hour for the main story campaign. Now, I don't know if that includes... It doesn't include like side stuff or other stuff, and if they're gonna do DLC, but they're saying the game isn't. They said it's gonna be a decent size, but don't expect nothing major.
Yeah,
we've been talking about that. How it's gonna be like a kind of like an expansion, kind of like a Uncharted 4 to a Lost Legacy type of thing.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be sold at a discounted price of $50 versus
$70.
Versus $70. So mm-hmm. I'm not mad at that. Yeah, but I went in with the expectations that it's going to be a bit of a smaller game. But, you know, that's why I've been saying, like, I'm a play Miles Morales for, like, you know, 2, 3 days, and then I'm going to hop on my Series X and play old Game Pass shit. Like, that's what this next generation is going to be for me.
Yeah.
And it just is what it is for me.
What about you, Bloodbath? What you think of the Spider-Man?
I thought Spider-Man was cool. Everything else, I was like, all right, whatever. Final Fantasy was cool.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy was cool. They really didn't show too much else I was personally excited about. I don't play Resident Evil, so that didn't do nothing for me. Yeah, like those are only a couple games I really pay attention to, honestly. Spider-Man and Final Fantasy.
Let me ask y'all this. Do y'all feel like, because we've been having this conversation for a while now, do y'all mm-hmm. feel like these games look like next gen? Do y'all feel like we're in the quote unquote future?
Not compared to
Demon Souls did.
Mm-hmm.
Demon Souls did.
Okay.
Yeah, some games do and some games don't, but I think it all depends. Yeah. I think it just like, cause the system is fairly new, so they still haven't tapped into the full potential because,
of course,
you know, when any new system, you're never going to get everything out of it because they're still learning the system itself and seeing what they can and can't do. And some of them are using probably dev kits or elements from the prior gen to make it easier for them to be able to create the game because that's what they're familiar with. So yeah, some games don't look too next gen, but some like Demon Souls, or even Ratchet and Clank looks next gen when you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's other games, like you said, like Deathloop doesn't look really next gen.
It doesn't.
You know, or, what's the other, or Final Fantasy doesn't even really look like next gen. It looks very similar to
Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Seven Remake, yeah. So I think it just depends on I think once we hit the end of next year, going into 2022, we'll really see the power of the PS5 and what the games will really be able to look like. But I'm still excited because I think they're still going to be fun games, and like Spider-Man's right there with it. It's like I can't wait to play Miles Morales. It's going to be dope. I was really impressed with the trailer and seeing what the gameplay looks like.
Yeah.
Be just as fun as the original Spider-Man. I'm hoping we get some good mileage. 10-15 hours is what I'm thinking is going to be the length of it. If it's more, great. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll get another extra little DLC on the side of that, but I'm pretty sure they're just saving everything for the official sequel, which will probably come out in 2 years. So we'll see, but yeah, Spider-Man did a thing.
Yeah, because Resident Evil 8 even didn't look next gen. You know what I'm saying?
And like, I wasn't even, and I went back and looked at that trailer. I'm not a fan of that trailer. I don't know what I like the original first one better than the,
but,
I don't know what.
And you know what, Granddad? I wish they would have showed more of the gameplay. Like either gameplay or showed us like you know, the enemy, like Chris or whoever's the main character going to be fighting the enemies. Like, I wish they would show us a little bit more of that. They just showed some clips, you know, faded out, and then it was just like
that Nightmare Before Christmas shit looking shit. I'm like, where are they going with this? And I'm like, I'm still gonna hold faith because I like Resident Evil 7, and it's gonna be in that vein. And I'm pretty sure when it comes down to it, and they get to the point where they're ready to show some like legit gameplay, it's gonna be really good. But I just didn't like how they presented that trailer because it didn't give us any more information about the game that we knew from the first trailer. And it actually kind of put me off because it's like, okay, you're going to show more of this game, show the game. We know what the theme is. We know, you know, what the setting is because that's how they showed us. So show us actually some gameplay to see what we're really going to experience with this game. Cause it's supposed to be so different. It's supposed to be a blend of, you know, what they did in 7, but put it in sort of like a Resident Evil 4 environment. So let's see that. I want to really see what they're going to present with this new game. So.
I like that the frame rate didn't look like shit, because that was my first impression when I first saw Resident Evil 8 when they showed it last time. That frame rate was boo-boo. And, it looks better this time around. I kind of like the presentation, the whole, you know, Tim Burton-esque joint. It's just it's a creative way to, I don't know, I just didn't expect it to see it on a Resident Evil game. I'm not big on first person Resident Evil games at all. Resident Evil 7 just came to Game Pass. Maybe I'll give it a shot for Muggleween and maybe I'll become a believer. But the last first person Resident Evil game I played was Resident Evil Survivor, and we know
how that game is. That ain't a real game. That ain't a real game. Don't even say that. Go play 7. Go play 7. Go on Game Pass and play 7.
Save seven for Muggleween.
Seven is legit though.
We gonna get around to it. We gonna make it happen.
I'm gonna say Resident Evil Survivor.
That shit was horrible. That shit was garbage. So horrible. So rash.
I do want to talk about Miles Morales a little bit more, just to go back a little bit. I was looking at the trailer again earlier today, just to, like, I wanted to watch it on my TV in 4K and all that. And I really like how they started the trailer. The beginning of it, like, the first thing you hear is the Spider-Man thwip.
Yeah.
Like, okay, dope. Mm-hmm. And you see the Puerto Rican flag and all that. And I'm like, okay. So it's not just like he's representing both sides of his history, which I like. And, also he came outside wearing the Tim boots. And I was like, okay, you know, this is really New York in the winter.
He in Brooklyn though. He in Brooklyn, B.
Nah, he in Harlem.
He in Harlem.
You know what I mean? Harlem.
I'm like, hey, we really New York.
Shit.
I was it's all the same to me.
Don't say that New York though.
Yeah, don't say that New York shit.
Oh well.
Shit, you from Pensacola, right?
No.
You see how you Rise felt just now? Pensacola. You see how you felt just now? See? That disrespect. Don't do it. But hey, man, I dug it. I dug the camouflage ability, the electricity powers that he has. So it's going to be a different, it's going to be different gameplay from Peter Parker. And that's really what I'm looking for the most. And it's going to be cool to see New York in the wintertime too. And, just looking at the suit, it's just, you know, it's got reflections on it. There's no puddle gate happening. The ice was reflecting off.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited.
You pretty hyped for it?
Hype enough. It's the game I'm the most hyped for in this next generation, even though I'm going to be playing it for, again, like maybe 2 or 3 days.
Now, here's the thing. I guess with BZ, because me and BZ aren't going to get the system first day one. Well, as far as I know, BZ probably lying.
I'm looking for a Switch right now. I'm not worrying about PS5 right now.
Okay. All right. But, so Miles Morales, of course, is going to come out on PS5, but they also announced that it's going to also drop on PS4 as well. And that right there was like, okay, now there's, cause that was the only game that I wanted for PS5. And what they're saying is not only when you get it for PS4, when you do get a PS5, you can just transfer the game over and I think it'll up-res everything. And it'll just like pretty much, you can just like move it from one system to the next, however you want to do it to your account, which I think is dope. So I'm definitely going to get it when it comes out and launch for PS4, since I'm not going to get the system. Just to know that once I do get my system, I can go back and play it the way it's supposed to be played on PS5 is dope to me. And I still only have to pay that price one time. So that makes me more excited for it because I get to experience it at launch like everybody else, maybe not in the prettiest fashion, but I will still be able to have that ability to do that down the line when I do decide to get the system. So I think that was a good move from Insomniac to do that, pull that off. That way everybody has a chance to play this game because everybody's not going to be able to get the PS5 or wants to get the PS5 at launch. So mm-hmm. That was dope.
BZ, how do you feel about it?
Just about the Spider-Man?
The backwards compatibility. You know, whatever, releasing both.
Yeah, I mean, I think, they're going to have to keep, with all systems when they come out, they're going to have to still kind of, you know, release games for both systems. Like, even when PS4 came out, they were still releasing games, you know, for PS3 and PS4 until they discontinued. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that's cool. I think that's dope. I mean, hell, I like Granddad. At least I can kind of still play it if I want to get it for my, you know, PS4 or whatever. So, yeah, man, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with the backwards compatibility. I'm like I said, it's expected pretty much, I think, Eric, as far as we know, whenever new games come out for the new gen.
Yeah. I'm cool with it too. However, I feel like, well, not I feel, but I know there are some people who feel like it cheapens the PS5 and makes it worth less because it's not exclusive to the PS5 and they feel like it's holding the generation back and all that.
Shut the hell up.
And
it sounds lame.
It's been going on forever.
And Beans just said it, what I was about to say. People were complaining about that with Halo Infinite, for instance, about how that, and a lot of Microsoft's quote unquote exclusives. I gotta say Microsoft exclusives, since there are no Xbox exclusives, but because that'll be on Xbox One as well, Halo Infinite, and just everything they said they're going to release for the next year or two. And it seems like Sony is taking the same approach now with a lot of their exclusives. It's either going to be playable on PS4 as well or PC. Me, I don't mind. I'm just like, you know, the more the merrier. But I don't know. I just don't feel like it's holding the generation back because there are, when you look at the PC landscape, and I'm sure a bash guitar or some of you other fucking nerds out there are going to mansplain me, but there are PCs that are less capable, but are able to play the same games. So I feel like, you know, when you get it on quote unquote, like upgraded hardware, you'll be able to play it on better shit at better frame rates, at better resolutions. He said, hey, fuck you. but yeah, I was surprised by that and how it felt like it was kind of, I felt like they were holding their cards close to their chest and they didn't tell us that Miles Morales was going to be on PS4 until like yesterday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. That's true. That's
yeah.
Very, very true.
Or just
that's
like
true.
Some of their exclusives were going to be coming on PC at the same time as PS5.
Because they know what happened last time. As soon as they said that Horizon was hitting PC, like niggas was tight, like blowing up Twitter type tight.
Mm-hmm. They knew it was an old ass game. That game was 2 years removed, so
that wasn't even no new shit. This is as Tyler would say, a Sony pony's biggest fear: their precious Sony games getting whored out to the PC.
Mm-hmm. Good point. But yeah, I think it makes being a PC player real valuable because that was one of my big reasons for not caring to get $1,000-$2,000 PC is because I'd be missing out. If I just gamed off my PC and was like, fuck consoles, I'd be missing out on Uncharted, Spider-Man's, God of Wars. And I'm just like, those games are like, they're important as fuck. So now they'll be able to play some of those franchises now. Well, Final Fantasy for now. We don't know what else, but I'm sure they're going to be. Yeah, and Horizon. Horizon is also going to be on PC, I think, right? Or am I tripping? The new one?
I think it is.
The new one? I don't know if the new one out the gate will be.
All right.
Not out the gate. I'm not sure, though.
I'm going to do some
research. They might as well, because I know the new one's going to be on PS4, too. I saw that announcement, too.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, yeah, it's going to be on PS4. And yeah.
I think what they're going to do, because they know. Because you got to give that window of that transitional window from console to console. So they know if they just exclude people who haven't made that jump yet from these big titles, one is leaving money on the table, and two, people going to complain. So it's like, oh, now I have to get. And yeah, some people are like, yo, I'm definitely going to get it because of this game. But some people who might not afford it
a PS5's like, yo, I wish I could still play this game. Why isn't it on PS4 still? The game, because this new system's only been out for a few months. That's not fair, blah, blah, blah. So it's just them being able to, I mean, this first year, I'm guaranteed, I don't know when they're going to completely stop supporting the PS4, but this first year in 2021, they're going to be doing this for pretty much all the major titles until at least holiday of next year when they can say, okay, we cutting the cord. Everything is now straight PS5 exclusive. And that's what it is.
Okay. So no confirmation for PS4 or PC for Horizon Forbidden West, by the way.
No confirmation. Okay.
No, none that I'm seeing.
Real quick too, the launch games that PlayStation 5 will come out with is Demon's Souls, Spider-Man, Godfall, Devil's May Cry 5 Special Edition, Astro Playroom, Destruction All-Stars, Sackboy A Big Adventure, and Fortnite. Those are the definite games that will be dropping November 12th with the system. Just FYI.
Okay. I'm hoping that Apex comes soon, man. I mean, I don't know if I know crossplay is coming soon, so I don't know if it'll be available on Xbox Series X or whatever. I prefer to play it on Xbox via crossplay than to play it on PS5 via crossplay. But I don't know. We gonna see. But I hope that somehow is like a launch title or near a launch title, because I'm getting rid of my PS4 and Xbox One when that time comes. And
so you're not gonna keep it?
Nah, not at all. I don't like keeping shit around. I didn't definitively say I did get to pre-order my PS5. If y'all follow me on Twitter, y'all would know that, or Twitch, y'all would know that I pre-ordered it live on Twitch successfully somehow. So pretty excited.
All right. Yeah. Also, too, man, me and Granddad was kind of clowning this a little bit. We were just like, well, what's the big deal of this? The PlayStation Plus collection that they showed.
Yeah.
I think it's smart.
They're trying
to get in that Game Pass bag, which I get it.
Yeah, they're trying to do their whole Game Pass thing, but they're still giving us old-ass games that most of us have already played. Now, I get it. They want to start out, you know, with some, and don't get me wrong, those games are all good games. So it just doesn't interest me personally, because 90% of those games I've played and beaten, and I don't have any interest
in
going again, playing them again. But for the people who have it, it's a great thing.
Exactly.
Now, what I want to know is, are they going to go the Game Pass route full force within the next year or two? And when launch titles come out, it's going to be on this PlayStation Plus,
collection.
They said no. I was looking at an article earlier today, and they said they're not going to go the Game Pass route and start releasing their exclusives immediately on subscription. And the reason, and I totally get it, because people buy PlayStation exclusives.
Those exclusives fly off the shelves.
Yeah.
Like those, that's most of their money.
Yeah. And they say it's not a sustainable business model. And I totally agree. What I was about to say, Detox Gaming said it. You kind of alluded to it too, Willie. These people who haven't played these PS4 exclusives now have a chance to do so when they, or if they jump ship from they finally like, or it's their first console ever. It's like these games are legendary games. Shout out to PlayStation for being customer forward. I'm always a fan of that. But it is a bunch of people who haven't played shit like, The Last Guardian was the only game on there that I haven't really played.
Yeah. But, no, I wanted to.
Yeah, not really.
That's why they put it on there.
They had this shit on screen a bunch. I'm like, dog, this game ain't even good.
It was delayed like a motherfucker. People were waiting for that shit.
It was delayed to not be all that. It was about that much of that. I was like, oh, hell no. But I do think, like what Eric was saying, I think it's really cool. It's perfect for the people who are just getting into PlayStation. It's like, they're really putting it out there for people who are just getting their first PlayStation to get ingratiated into the PlayStation landscape with all the titles that they sell. And like, it's a good launching point so they can keep making sequels off that shit.
Yeah, Day Is Gone in there. I mean, Granddad was really happy.
No, don't talk about that. Don't talk about that shit. I was about to be like, this whole thing is trash just because of that.
They
showed Day Is Gone. Man, Granddad was like, man, I knew I wanted to return back to that game. You're like, man, that's so awesome.
I hate that game. I hate that game. I'm curious, the Patriot.
And the complete list is here. Let's go through the complete list real quick.
Hey, I got it up.
We got Batman Arkham Knight.
Batman Arkham Knight, Battlefield 1, Bloodborne, hard ass game. Days Gone.
You ain't got to say that one. Just cause.
Days Gone, Detroit, Fallout 4, God of War, the 2018 one, Infamous, The Second Son, Last Guardian, Monster Hunter World, Mortal Kombat 10, Ratchet and Clank, 2016.
Hold up. What?
What?
You say Persona 5. Where Persona 5 at, no?
Yeah, don't skip his shit.
No, no, this the list that Bloodbath sent us. This the article that Bloodbath.
Oh, yeah, you missed one. You missed Persona yeah. 5. Another one before that too. Go, you pull it back up. Pull it back up.
Now I'm about to say Uncharted 4 and then Until Dawn. And what's yours?
Yeah.
That list is missing a few games. Let me see. What'd you miss?
Yeah, I'm just going by what.
Did you say Ratchet and Clank?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so Persona 5. I wish Persona 5 Royal was there. I know it's a much newer game, but that is, like, the thing is, man, the PlayStation has some of my favorite, or the PS4 has some of my favorite games this generation, like, period. And Persona 5 Royal is, you know, it's so good. And Persona 5, the base game, it's good as well. I love that, too. But I wish they just gave the updated version of it. But I'm trying to look at it and see, like, is there anything here that I'd be downloading on my PS5? And I don't think so. No. There's nothing here personally that I'd be downloading. But yeah, it's a great deal for people who haven't had a PS4, just didn't get around to all these games.
Yeah.
So definitely a great move. And again, they said they won't be pursuing the Game Pass model of dropping a bunch of, you know, exclusive day ones on their PlayStation, what is it? PlayStation Now, right?
Yeah.
On their PlayStation Now service.
Man, and the game that almost had me hitting Prince notes that they teased us on was the damn God of War, fucking God of War sequel, Ragnarok.
I knew it. I knew it. The moment halfway through that symbol being drawn,
Randall was saying, "I like it can't be." No, you like it is. Like, nah, it is. It's God of War. It's God of War.
I know my symbols now.
I like it's God of War. It's God of War. I was like, "Are you kidding me?" You like, yeah. And man, when you heard him,
and then when Kratos said, "You must prepare yourself," I was like, "Oh my God!"
I was like, "Yo." That shit. Look, and see, that move right there solidified where I'm like,
because we know this company.
Because we know that it's coming 2021. So seeing that was like, okay, yeah, I'm definitely going. I mean, the games that I'm really, really looking forward to, with the exception of Spider-Man, they're all coming out in 2021. So it's like, why I need to rush and get a PlayStation right now where I can just go ahead and wait and get it, you know, the second quarter or some of next year and be straight. You know what I'm saying? And be ready to play all my games that I've been highly anticipating. So when I saw the God of War thing, I'm like, oh yeah, bet. That's just really motivation just to make sure I have it by, you know, 2021.
That took it over the top. I'm telling you right now, this Kratos versus Thor fight is about to be the most immaculate fight I've ever done in any game. This man Thor is hot. Yes. Kratos just took out this kid. Yo, I ain't even gonna say nothing. Just know, it's about to be something. And look, I don't think this is the last one. I think we got two more in the pipe. I think we got this one, and then I think we got one more after that.
So you think
I
think so?
I gotta feel.
What make you sit in?
If I know my Norse mythology right, if I know my Norse mythology, which I low key do. So we got, shout out to Loki. How you saw what I did with there? Okay, anyway. So Thor, I think, is gonna be the main antagonist of this whole thing. Like, Thor's out for revenge. If you play the first game, you'll know why. I ain't gonna spoil it for this. Somebody might play God of War, but Thor's out for revenge. But we still ain't talked about Odin. Odin's still somewhere too. They ain't gonna give us Thor and Odin in the same game.
No, they're not.
So I'm thinking we got a trilogy on our hands, y'all. So I think we're gonna take care of Thor here, and then we're gonna get Odin on the last one.
Yo, that's gonna be crazy. And can you imagine, by that time, like, the power that they're gonna show in PS5, like, we're really gonna see, like, what PS5 is capable of doing those games come out.
So, yeah, I think we're in for a good ride coming up. So, yeah, it's gonna be dope. But, yeah, I can't wait.
Me too. I cannot wait. So, what y'all think about them saying that they're gonna have more PS5s than PS4s as far as the...
Cause y'all they're know just that, trying to cover their ass.
Yeah, because you know the pre-order shit was trash. Yeah, that shit was crazy. That shit was so crazy, man. How, like, because you would think they would give heads up on a pre-order or something at least. So, you know, I'm thinking you know, a couple of days or something like that. Well, I think when me and Granddad got finished watching, he was like, oh yeah, it's gonna be a couple of days. Like, that shit was like about an hour after the damn, right? Damn PlayStation
that shit. That shit was an afterthought. How do you have a whole press conference and don't tell niggas how they can buy your shit?
Exactly.
No, what shit is that?
This is what happened. Well, PlayStation announced, hey, tomorrow, which is today, that they're gonna open pre-orders. But Walmart decided they wanna be, you know, big boss and jump the gun and said, nah, we ain't gonna make you wait. Pre-order it now. And then everybody, the floodgates opened and everybody just fell.
So then like Amazon and Best Buy and all that.
Amazon and Best Buy.
They were trying to get on that money too.
Right. So Walmart messed it up for everybody. So Walmart, it's all Walmart fault because they can't wait one day at all. Wow. I'm like, bro, don't y'all got enough money? Y'all sell everything. Why you gotta do this? Y'all sell literally everything and now you can't wait one day to sell this system and now everybody can't get their pre-order. I feel bad.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of like when you go Black Friday shopping, but it's like a couple hours before Black Friday, so the stores got the stuff you can't grab yet. It said, wait till 12, but then people start grabbing shit before 12, so then it's a rat race to snatch all this shit up. That's exactly what it was like.
Right.
I don't know if y'all ever been that experience. Never been, I've done it multiple times and I never liked it.
But it sounds like trash.
I've been out and about on Black Friday before. It's a whole different beast.
Oh, yeah, I bet it is. I'm all set on that.
I did it one time. I was like, never again. Never again.
Yeah, man. So no, I was just like, yo, this is not a good look, Sony. Y'all effing up with all this, man.
But Sony can't do nothing. That's the problem. Yeah. Sony can't really do nothing about it because they're kind of at the mercy of how they going to sell these systems. They can't sell all these systems themselves. So they can't get mad at, they can't say, oh, no, we're going to take away your allotment. They can't do that because they're taking away their money. So they just kind of, they hands tied and say, well, it leaked. It came out and now we got to figure out a way to damage control this because they had the little email things going too where they send out personal emails to people can pre-order as well. And those came out late, so there was people who pre-ordered, then got an email after that. So they got two PS5s secured, because you can't transfer that email because it's linked to your PSN account. So it's a mess because now there's a lot of people who are mad that they can't pre-order it because the site shut down, or wouldn't take their payment, or they just completely sold out instantly.
Breaking news. And this is only for the Twitch viewers. If you don't watch us on Twitch, that's your bet. But I just saw an article, or I'm looking at an article on the screen right now that says in 8 minutes, Walmart is trying PS5 pre-orders again. So I would say open up a new tab. Don't close us.
9 o'clock Eastern.
9 o'clock Eastern. Yeah.
So
don't leave us.
Yeah. Open up a new goddamn tab. And if you want to pre-order a PS5, if you're interested in it, and you missed the chance. Try 9 again. 9
p.m. All right. So BZ, you ready?
No.
It's your chance, fam. It's your shot.
When I got mine via Target. Mine failed the first time because I was fucking around. I have a Honey the Chrome extension. Y'all niggas need to sponsor me. And I was like, let me see if there's a discount on a PS5.
You know damn well.
Nigga, was you drunk?
Was drunk. You know, they ain't gonna...
I was drinking the same shit last night I'm drinking tonight. Jose is fine. So anyway, I was like, nah, fuck that. I was like, I'm gonna cancel that. You know what I mean? And then I'm gonna actually try to get one. And then it said it was out. So, you know, within the next like 30 minutes, I kept trying and refreshing, and then I was able to get one from Target. So I do feel bad for the people who tried to and weren't able to. Yeah. And I did say, and the same thing for the Xbox next week, for the people who care about getting an Xbox Series X. If you want one, try to pre-order that shit immediately. Bots and scalpers are going to be on that shit.
Yep, they will. Yep. They will. Same way with this PlayStation. I'm pretty sure this shit probably selling for like $1,200 on eBay.
Yeah.
They already got them up.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so, people was posting on Twitter, yo, I bought four of these joints. I'm going to sell them on this. I'm like, come on now.
I saw somebody on Facebook like,
come on now. Don't do this to these people. Little Timmy wants a PlayStation for Christmas. Don't do that to Timmy.
If Timmy was a real man, he would have been in line.
Timmy is 7 years old.
I got y'all. PlayStation 5, eBay, $10,000. Buy it now.
Wow.
I mean, not $10,000.
$1,000.
Yeah. It don't matter.
People
going to pay
$875.
People going to pay
$1,000.
That's crazy.
$900.
Oh, 550. Wow. That's a deal. You know,
yeah, right. That is low key the closest one.
And that is not buy it now, by the way.
It's a piece
of
paper. No,
that is
look at it. It says piece of paper edition.
Piece of paper edition. Yo! Thank you, Willie. Yes, please read.
That nigga want to fight. If a nigga mailed me a piece of paper, I'm stabbing him in his throat.
Yo, is somebody actually watching it?
Hell, 12 niggas watching it.
12 people watching it. Yo, man, I want that pre-order slip, man. Give me that pre-order slip.
Yeah, you got to pay $4.75 to get that shit shipped. That's hilarious.
Wow.
Can they go send him an envelope? I would have been so pissed, bro.
Hey, here's a better one. Piece of paper edition, $194.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's a deal.
That's funny. So what y'all see what Xbox tweeted?
Low-key shade.
Pre-order. Yeah, pre-order September 22nd. You know, it's going to be launching in 30-something countries. Yeah. And they said, in parentheses, don't worry. We'll let you know the exact time pre-order start for you soon.
Watch Walmart leak them. Watch on the 21st Walmart. Like, it's that time again, baby.
That's what I was thinking too, Willie.
Release the floodgates.
Walmart don't care.
Walmart don't give a fuck. Walmart do whatever it wants.
If they have the ability to do so, yeah, I think they will.
Walmart about to do the same thing next in 5 days to Xbox. Walmart, like, you think you safe?
Because the Xbox, I think they pre-order is what? It's at
September 22nd.
Yeah, 11 a.m. Yeah. Eastern Standard Time. So
yeah. I think that shit's funny. It's like if you're an artist talking about some new mixtape coming Friday, Walmart said, nah, nigga, it's out today. Niggas is reviewing your shit before it's out. Like, how y'all niggas get it? Walmart.
Right. Walmart the ultimate leak right now. Walmart just leaking the streets right now.
I know, right? They leaking the album out and shit. That's right? Crazy.
Okay.
Hey, Eric, you getting the big boy, right? Xbox, you getting
yes,
big
yes. Big. What was I gonna say about this pre-order business? All right, so I was watching a video from Review Tech USA today, and he defended Sony for surprising everybody with the pre-orders. This is a take that I totally disagree with. I think it's a bad take. Or Walmart or whoever there is to blame. He said that Sony had to do it because if people with bots knew the exact time and date that the pre-orders went live, that they would take all the systems and actual customers wouldn't be able to get any. So because of that, the half a point he made, I was thinking like this could happen with Xbox because the people with bots know the exact time and date that the pre-orders are going to be live. I don't think Sony or Walmart or whatever did anything on purpose to be like, oh, we're avoiding the scalpers and want their actual customers to get. I don't think that's a thing. But the bots can be programmed for a specific date and time to be able to take these consoles from actual people who want to buy them. So that's kind of
Very true. It's very, very true. I used to follow a lot of Supreme drops, Supreme the clothing line. Mm-hmm. And I know places where you can straight up buy bots, like pretty easily. So it's just like buy them a couple days in advance. You can already preset your card and information, what you're trying to get, like put it in your cart. Mm-hmm. I know it's a real thing. I've seen it, but I still think that people can get it if they just try hard enough. The bots ain't going to take everything.
Maybe Detox again made a good point. The bots got all the 3080s earlier, the graphics cards, the RTX 3080s. Crashed the fuck out the site, nabbed all that shit up, man. So
I think in that case it's up to, and I know it's probably hard to do because they're bots, of course, and people are gonna find a ways around it, but that's up to the websites or the people who are selling these things to kind of have something in place or a filter or something. It's got to be some way to filter these bots or figure out you can't have like a firewall that says you can't have
captures, man.
Easier said than done. Like you have to have a capture.
Right. You have to have a capture. Right. That's what I'm saying. But they probably don't want to do that because they need to do that because obviously this is what's happening. People are just buying up the supply in bulk of all these things that they know are going to be in demand and they're reselling them. And like at the end of the day, these companies probably don't care because they're still making money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just from an ethics standpoint, it's like, you know, you want to have actual people or as many people to have these products in their hands, because the more individual people who have these products, the better and the more money you'll make down the line, of course. So I don't know. It's messed up, but I mean, there's going to be more PlayStations, you know, coming through. I mean, this ain't it. I don't think they gave away the whole farm in this first wave. They probably got plenty more. So, but like I said, 9 o'clock, 1 minute, y'all better be up on that Walmart site.
Yes, like, be ready.
Beezy looking at it right now.
<I'm not. laughs> Yeah, man, be ready. If again, if you want your stuff on launch day, pre-order that shit.
If anybody find a Switch for going for regular price, $299.99, hit me up. Let
it's,
me know.
It's $8.59 Eastern, by the way, to all right, you people who want to attempt to get that joint via Walmart.
We'll just say go now. We'll say go now.
Yeah, you got that tab loaded up.
You have it loaded up. And also,
I'm gonna see if I can put it in the chat for you.
And also, make sure when you come back, if you get it, put PS5 secured.
Yeah. Hashtag PS5 secured.
Appreciate it, Diogen. Diogen, put it in the chat.
Great work, Diogen. You're doing the Lord's work.
He really is.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah. All right, y'all. I got the page up. It says add to cart now. So y'all better go over there right
now. It's nine.
Willie, are you trying to get one right now?
No, letting y'all know.
Okay. I know. Hey, he said it like he like it. Say add to cart now. Get it.
You said that shit like it was an Xbox. That nigga said no. Know, right?
No. Hey, it say add to cart.
So, let me see if it worked.
Good luck, yo.
Watch me, Loki, about to buy one.
Yeah,
y'all.
Good luck.
No, I hope y'all can get it for real.
I hope y'all for real. No, I'm seeing if the site works. Yeah, y'all good. Go now.
This is good. Dumb.
They want my money.
Dumbo and Chain said the website crashed. I'm laughing at your name. Really? I'm laughing at your name, not that the website crashed.
His name is good.
Yeah. I'm on the website now and it's working for me right now. But y'all better go. Keep refreshing, whatever you got
to
do.
Willie, but to add one to cart just to scalp y'all. Live.
I got three in the cart right now, y'all. Who want one? I'm about to be Santa Claus today.
Just coming out.
Like next CPU cup, the winner gets a PS5.
Right.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right.
I'm joking. Don't. I'm not playing.
I can't win the third time.
But if you aren't able to get a PS5 or especially an Xbox Series X, don't feel too bad about it.
Do they charge when you pre-order? I know Amazon don't. They don't charge.
They don't charge until it ships.
Walmart does too.
I don't know. Walmart do what the fuck they want.
Walmart on a new level right now. They don't know. You know,
I got my Target.
Walmart said, if you ain't got no money, what you doing in here? That's what they said.
Put your broke ass.
Fuck you. Walmart said, the fuck you trying to pre-order, nigga? Get your bands up.
Roll back your ass out my door, nigga. Get you some money.
But
you got a pre-job? Fuck you talking about? That's what Walmart be saying, nigga. Right.
I can get you the PS5 piece of paper edition for $194. For just $5 shipping.
Not the piece of paper edition.
So the Walmart site, has officially crashed. Yeah, it won't even go to PS5 now.
Damn, that was quick.
Well, I can't even go to PS.
I think that's
now.
Walmart though. Isn't it their fault?
It's a Walmart issue.
It's because everybody's going there now.
Yep.
Hold on. But I still got one in the cart though.
Shit, I had my shit in my cart too the first time. That bitch was like, nah.
Yo, let me see. I'm a fucking about. You know how many times around about one, y'all?
That shit didn't happen to me a lot of times during like back when I used to do clothing drops. Like I said, I tried to buy some vape one time. I'm not lying to you. I had like 4 shirts in my cart. By the time I hit checkout, only thing left in that cart was some socks. I said, what the fuck is going on? Like niggas robbed my cart, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, I ain't even want the socks. I put the socks down. I said, fuck this.
Damn!
What?
It's out of stock.
Out of stock.
Mm-hmm.
Already.
Damn. Yeah, man.
Nigga, it was 2 minutes.
Nigga, I know.
That's crazy.
Damn, I can't even fake buy one.
Yo, it's crazy out here. Yeah, when y'all get y'all PS5, don't tell nobody because it's crazy. Yeah. Nigga, protect your neck. Wu-Tang.
For real, yeah. Crazy.
Don't walk out the store with one. Put it in an Xbox box.
I'm so scared of that shit. I'm so scared of that shit, bro. I'm so scared of like my PS5 getting stolen or something. Off
That's what I'm worried about too, because people gotta ship these out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Say somebody.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be people. Right. They're gonna be people somebody plotting and scheming on the inventory.
I'm scared of parking lot.
Your best bet is to get delivered to the post office and pick it up from the post office.
Man, Amazon drivers, they better be packing heat on.
You got the wrong niggas in the post office. They snatch your shit.
They will. That happened to me before.
Yeah, I hope Amazon drivers are packing just like if they was driving a Brinks truck. Because on November 12th, when they delivering those packages, you know people going to be plotting and scheming, man. They're going to be plotting and scheming.
Do not put your box outside, neither. Tear the box up and put it somewhere else.
Oh, that's
now burn the box.
101.
That's TV rules right there.
Some of these look. You all these people don't know stuff like that.
You're right.
You always tear your box up, man.
Never leave them boxes out and open.
Man, whenever I get when I got big screen TVs, man, I chop that box up like it was green peppers. It'd be little pieces of cardboard boxes this small, all in the plastic bag, like. No, y'all ain't no nut. I'm chopping that shit up.
Nah, I ain't keeping no fucking boxes, D-Tax. I know.
I don't keep boxes either.
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't like no junk. What I'm going to do with a box? Y'all right. Know with your boxes, though.
Right, right.
But yeah, y'all the same right niggas away. Keep y'all shoes in the shoe box and shit. I'm good.
Boxes make me uncomfortable because boxes attract roaches, and it's like, that shit makes me really uncomfortable. Seeing a bunch of boxes around.
Okay.
I didn't know that, but
because they eat the glue inside the boxes. They eat that glue.
Okay.
We all learn
the more. You know, education with Kevin.
Extermination with bloodbath.
Hey, Aaron. The reason why I asked you about which Xbox because I think I might order that set, that S series. I think I might get that one. I think I might get that.
Some news came out that the Xbox Series S games are going to be smaller than the Xbox Series X games. So the 512 terabyte, great job. And I guess that's where I saw that, Kevin.
he said, like it was new. Some news came out.
Right.
I saw it somewhere. That's all I know. I saw it somewhere. And I think that's great news. That's pretty amazing news that the game downloads are going to be smaller. So you have less to worry about when it comes to losing out on storage because I know.
Yeah, because I think the hard drive on the S is 512.
Yeah.
And the big one is terabyte, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, no, man, I might get that S, man. This shit. I mean, that for one, the price is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought about that Game Pass. I'm like, well, shit, if I get it, at least I can have Game Pass on that bad boy.
That's really all you need, man. Yeah. And that's what really Microsoft is trying to do. They're trying to get that S in your house and getting you to get the Game Pass.
Get Game Pass, yeah.
That's so they can get their 15 every month.
Yeah, I feel like if you buy it, Tyler gonna throw you an Xbox launch party. Like she'll be like, oh, you got an Xbox inside, and then she's gonna buy you a cake. Like,
you know what though? She knowing how silly and goofy her butt is, she would do some shit like that.
Yeah.
Is it gonna be a cake with a speaker on it?
She would literally be like, all right, congratulations, BZ. You finally came to the Xbox side.
Mm-hmm. Xbox 430 in this hoe.
I know that's funny, but yeah, man. Again, people in the Twitch, if you find a Nintendo Switch for me, let me know. I don't want no $450 Switch. Give me the regular price joint. Cause I've been looking and I've been seeing all of them $400 and all that stuff.
Yo, keep your eye on Fat Kid Deals, B. You put me on to them, man.
I do. Trust me. Yeah. I do.
Every now and then.
They had it up earlier.
Yeah. They'll do it every few minutes. And then like, if you take longer than 40 seconds, them bitches gone.
It's gone. Cause when I see it, I'm like, oh shit, it got a Switch. But then I see the tweet was like 16 minutes ago. I'm like, damn, I'm out.
I might not even click on this.
Yeah.
Fat Kids used to be the ultimate plug. Like they used to find all the glitches on websites to when prices was wrong. And niggas used to get stuff for free all the time because of glitches. Like Fat Kid Deals used to really be the plug. Now I guess websites done got better because they used to really come through.
I mean, I buy my PlayStation Plus services from Fat Kids. They always have it for the low.
And I'm like, true.
You know, instead of spending 60, why spend 60 when I can spend $34 on it on a year service? So, yeah, man. But yeah, man, I think I might fuck around. This is gonna be literally my first Xbox purchase if I get this Xbox Series S.
It's about that time.
That's what's up.
Do it to him.
Man, I might go ahead and cop that. Yeah, I might go ahead and cop that, man. So
like with me, because I got the PC, I don't even have to do that. So if I decide,
it's not Game Pass.
I still got Game Pass. I got free Game Pass with when I bought my PC. I think this is my last month with it. But if anything, I could just buy a separate controller and then just play from there.
Yeah. I think Game Pass for PC, the price doubled from $5 to $10, by the way. I want to verify that real quick, too. Yeah,
that's still reasonable.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad. Not at all.
I really feel like kind of like what you were saying earlier, Eric, is like the PC is like what you do when you can really afford it. But if you're just trying to get in at the entry level, you buy a system. Because like PC's eventually going to be able to do it all. Sony got their games on PlayStation 2. It's like You just have to subscribe to the PlayStation and Xbox services, and your PC could really do it all.
Yeah. I feel like, hopefully, man, I do feel like Sony is going to hold their, I don't know, at least like their God of War type exclusives real close to their chest and not going to let them go to PC. Because Sony's thing has been exclusives and they've been great at that.
That's
so
true.
I don't want consoles to become obsolete. And there are people who are suggesting that's going to be a thing. I think
it's going to be a long time.
Exactly, Kevin. I think it's going to be a long time. Grandmas ain't going to know what a high end PC is. And that's what you got to think about, man. Grandmas.
That's where I go every time. I say that every week. I'm like, dog, how are you going to ask your mama for a system? You don't even know when it's coming out and how much it costs. Like,
yeah.
I've been saying that shit. Like, it's going to be hard to ask for a computer.
You try to tell your grandma to make sure it's got an RTX 3080 and see what the fuck she do with it.
Right.
She call everything a Nintendo. You're going to be fucked up.
Yeah. Nigga, she's going to come back with a rooster. I'm like, grandma, ain't nobody want this.
RTX. So did y'all check out that Nintendo Direct Mini?
I checked it out today.
Yeah.
What y'all think? For y'all Switch owners. See, I don't have a Switch yet, man.
What'd you think, Willie?
It's cool. It's cool. You know, it wasn't anything there that really wowed me. They're really trying to with the whole Mario 35 thing. I think that little Battle Royale game idea they have is pretty interesting though. But other than that, everything else was just like, meh.
Yeah, there were people Hades who were looks excited dope. About it.
Yeah. Y'all a liar.
What?
Hades looks dope as shit. Hades is dope.
It looks cool. It looks. I just need to see more. It's like, because I don't know.
All right, so I watched it. They announced Monster Hunter, like two different Monster Hunters.
Mm-hmm. Rise of Stories, too.
That was interesting. Some of us never played Monster Hunter. I was just like, all right, I still need to play World. I don't know how you play World yet. But Monster Hunter is usually like a Nintendo handheld type thing. Like, they've been, like, Monster Hunter is a big deal outside of America. Like, it's huge. Yeah. But the main thing I was excited about, like Scott's Nintendo been saying in the chat in all caps, is Hades.
But it's like, that's the reason why I said, it's not my type of game. That's what it is. It's like, I don't go for games like that. I'm not saying it don't look good. It looks dope. But for what
it's made by, Supergiant, same niggas that made Bastion and Transistor. If you play Bastion, you'll be hyped about this, because Bastion is the shit. And Hades, you know what I'm saying? I watched the review on earlier. RGN already got their review out. This shit looks so damn good. So Hades looks dope. I'm excited about that. Everything else, I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. But Hades, that was fire. Ori is also dope. Mm-hmm. The second Ori getting put on Switch, because the first Ori, it's only Xbox and Switch and PC, still not on PlayStation, but I'm glad the other one's on Switch now too. And it's for 30, because I checked earlier. And Hades is 20. So I think that's reasonable prices.
Yeah, Hades looks pretty cool. Will of the Wisp is like, or just Ori in general. That shit is literally going everywhere. Just like Cuphead, like it was like, was an Xbox exclusive, and now it's just like, all right, we letting everybody play it. Which, you know, again, I'm not against, you know, again, the more the merrier, but, the Nintendo Direct overall, I don't think I saw anything that super excited me. There wasn't anything that was like, oh, I gotta play this. Monster Hunter World, I loved when I was playing it with friends. However, playing it alone is just, I don't really see the appeal of playing it alone. Personally.
Trust me, that's why I stopped playing, because like, I only had one other person to play it with, and when they wasn't available, that shit was mad boring to play.
Yeah, and when my one person was unavailable, I just quit, and I was real close to the end. I think the traversal looks interesting in Monster Hunter Rise, running up mountains and using the light bug and all that, but I don't know, man.
Also, I was impressed with it for a Switch game, though. I will say that.
Yeah, it did look good. I do also want to say, when I played Monster Hunter, I felt like the monsters were minding their business, and I just ran up and murdered them. So it was just like,
you're a hunter.
Nigga, it's a hunting game. Hunter. That's what hunting is.
Hunting monsters.
I get it.
All these mind their business when you hunting them.
But I need to know why. I need to know why I'm hunting these monsters.
You like, a hunter?
Are you hungry or not? Did you want new armor, nigga, or nah? You got to kill. You want an animal?
Is armor a good enough reason to just murder motherfuckers?
To them,
not in real life, but in hunting.
But it's just like, yo, they just chilling. Like, well, I can't just leave them alone and eat my good looking food.
Nigga, I don't think you can be vegan in Monster Hunter. That's not how that shit go, bro. Like, either you with that animal killing shit or nah, playboy. Like, yo, what's good with you?
A good point. It's like Shadow of the Colossus. It's like, yo, they just chilling and I'm running up and just murdering them.
It is what it is, bro.
Like, I don't know. I'm not a vegan. I love my chicken. Y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah, nigga.
But
I'm not a vegan. I love my chicken.
Shout out to Mike C-Town. But it just felt weird. I'm just like, they just really sitting here chilling, and I'm running up with my fucking bow staff, fucking them up.
Not bow staff.
My bow staff. I was insect glaive. That's what the name.
Okay,
was.
Nigga, a bow staff is a stick. There's no.
That's what it was. It was a
ain't
stick.
No goddamn stick.
It was a stick with a bow.
Okay, nigga.
I was Donatello out here, bro.
Nigga, that's crazy.
It's no wonder you couldn't hunt shit.
Yeah, exactly, nigga. Yeah, no wonder you wasn't killing shit. You got a bow staff.
Nah, the bow staff was lit.
You know how crazy you were trying to, you sound like a sicko if you hunt animals with a bow staff, because you're trying to kill them slow. Like, that's weird.
You can spin your stick like a helicopter and kind of, like, fly in the air and shit. It's real. It's dope. But, yeah, man, I couldn't finish Monster Hunter World. You know, Monster Hunter Rise, if my backlog is super clear, I'll give it a shot. But there's a lot of other games that I'm much more excited about in the current gen that I'll be diving into before I'm even thinking about this game.
What he said.
Right. All right, so you want to go to commercial before we go back with questions and one got to go?
Let's hit it. All right, y'all. Y'all know what it is. If you are not a subscriber, we will see you in 60 seconds. What the fuck, Panic? This nigga just ran all on my keyboard. Anyway.
Panic! You gotta make that cameo.
He just ran on that shit like it was nothing. Anyway.
Panic loves me.
He does. But yeah, we'll holler at y'all in approximately 60 seconds. Enjoy the commercial. See you in a bit.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
All right, now that Eric's back, we're going to go ahead and run with this week's One Gotta Go. All right, so I'm assuming that everybody knows these groups. This one is going to be like music groups. It's going to be like classic music groups. We might need time to like look through their catalog to see which one you really want to get rid of. But all right, One Gotta Go, Earth, Wind & Fire, the Isley Brothers, the OJs, and the Temptations. One Gotta Go.
You said the Earth, Wind, Brothers,
Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Isley Brothers, the OJs, and it's.
When you say the Isley Brothers, you mean like the Gap Band?
No.
No.
Isley Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah. That's different.
I'm thinking OJs, but let me see.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you might need to look up their discography real quick and you got your answer together. Because they all got classic songs.
Like, they all do.
Where you going, B?
I'm going OJs.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with the OJs. Earth, Wind, and Fire ain't going nowhere.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is not going
anywhere. Earth, Wind, and Temptations ain't going nowhere. And the Ozzy's, come on now, the Ozzy's gave us too many.
Matt said not Earth, Wind, and Fire in September.
I like that. Nah, OJs gotta go.
So, some of the OJs hits, according to Google, Forevermind, The Love Train, For the Love of Money.
Yeah.
They got joints.
All great tracks.
But I can live without the OJs. I can't live without some Earth, Wind, and Fire, some Temptations. That's my like. They got so many go to joints.
Yeah. All right. Kevin, who went for you? OJs as well.
I want to say OJs. Okay. But I'm low key. I know this is controversial, but I might be leaning towards Temptations.
Damn.
Like I said, Earth, like we all said, Earth, Wind, and Fire not moving at all.
Mm-mm.
No.
but and Isley's Neva. So
all right, yeah, so for the audience out there, a few of the Temptations hits: My Girl, Just My Imagination, Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
Yep.
Fire hits. And so you said Temptations is your final answer?
Yes, that's me. Okay. You going Temptations for 200?
All right.
Oh my God.
Who are the Temptations?
You can't say that around the uncles, man.
I know. He's gonna be pissed.
An older person somewhere heard you say that over their nephew's fucking radio.
Oh yeah.
And they were like, what that nigga say?
Right,
turn that shit up. Turn that bullshit up. What it called? Dead End Gamers. Nah, get this shit the fuck out of here.
Dead End Gamers.
Somebody just dropped a rib accidentally after they heard that shit. That's like,
what? Right? You done messed up the dominoes game.
Yeah,
with that
bro. One. Somebody just hit their head on the bottom of the car hood. They was fixing it and just said, what? They hit the hood. Like, what the fuck? That nigga just said?
What's up?
What?
I think Best Buy got damn Nintendo Switch in this bitch. Hold on. Yeah, I got your message.
Secure that joint. Secure. See, I look out for you, B. I got you.
Oh,
secure
snap.
Secure that joint.
Oh, secure shit. That joint. I'm coming, Zelda. I'm coming. Oh, man. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead with the questions.
All right. Let's see. The first question is going to be from Sober Hippie. And he says, with it being confirmed by both Xbox and Sony that more exclusives will have PC ports in the future, is there really a reason to get next-gen hardware since a PC will be able to run all those games better? And you'll be able to have the widest range of games to play.
It depends on what you can afford, in my opinion. If you can afford a high-end PC to be able to run everything, I say go for it. Do it big, Playboy. But if you cannot, go ahead and buy you a system, because then you can at least play the shit you want to play for a couple of years and maybe save up for the PC you want to build.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My answer is I totally agree with Kevin. People act like high-end PCs are fucking Kit Kats at Quick Trip. Everybody got these motherfuckers, man.
Nope.
I think it is cool, that, again, like I've said before, that Sony is extending their library a bit to PC. And I think out of Nintendo, Microsoft, Sony, a PC is the best thing to have overall. Entirely agree with that. But if you care about those specific actual exclusives, that Sony has, because Xbox doesn't have any, there's a reason to get a PS5, as long as you give a fuck about those games that are actually going to be exclusives. And I don't see God of War ever coming to a PC.
No,
I don't.
No. Or Last of Us. Or
right.
None of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with y'all on that too. It's like, if you can afford it to get a PC, as someone who has, and I've seen the benefits of it, go for it. But it's not a financially easy thing to be able to do if you want something that's high, and especially with how games are going to start being made in the future and going forward. So you have to have a great processor, great graphics card, and great RAM and storage and all these things. And that stuff adds up real quick, and you can end up spending, you know, twice the amount of a console or three times the amount of a console
easily,
you know, on a PC. So some people don't have that, or if they're kids, teenagers, or their parents can't afford it, the console's the way to go. So the console's always going to be important. Mm-hmm. But like I said, if you can afford the PC, go for it. But if not, ain't nothing wrong with a console.
And again,
like,
grandmas and fucking,
and grandmas don't understand that.
8-year olds, like we're 30-year-old niggas.
They gonna get you a gateway.
Except for Kevin, we're 30-year-old niggas. Like, right, we know how to configure a PC and work a PC, but not everybody does.
Right.
So that has to be considered. I'm sorry, you know, straight white male audience, but there's more gamers than that under the umbrella, that are just trying to, you know, build their own shit and configure some shit, or, you know, buy a shitty gaming PC from Walmart. So yeah, any answer for that, B?
Oh, shit. I think I'm about to get.
He wasn't paying attention.
I'm about to get the Switch.
Go ahead, secure that joint.
So read the question again real quick, Eric, since he asked the question.
I just deleted it. But the question was basically, do you see there being a point in owning consoles since their exclusives, Xbox and PS5s, are coming to PC as well? Do you see a point in owning those consoles?
That's good. Didn't you kind of touched on that? Didn't we touch on that? Like how it's kind of making it going to be obsolete?
Mm-hmm.
The rate that this is going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I see. I'm still a console guy, though. It's just like, yeah, I'm gonna still buy a console.
Why would you say that, B?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm just so. I guess that's been like the comfort zone for me. I guess I've just been so used to buying a console, I just feel comfortable buying a console. Like I don't know. I just feel like mm-hmm. it's a comfort zone for me.
It needs to manage.
I don't know. I just haven't really gotten to the whole. Maybe if I played PC gaming a little bit here and there, maybe I would be more accepting of it. But it's my whole gaming life. My entire gaming life has been consoles. So it's just a comfort zone.
Okay. You know?
It's really just a comfort zone.
It sounds like an ease of use thing to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where you just like you sit on the couch, you grab your controller,
I just go and play, and then that's it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a comfort level for me. So I'm gonna still buy consoles, even if they do have in the future they start releasing the games both on all the platforms at the same time. I'm gonna still buy a console. Like that's just how I'm gonna do it. As I'm buying the console right now, hold on, listen. Okay, so now it's like shipping. It's like, it's free if I wait until Monday the 28th.
Nigga, wait.
Wait.
Yeah, wait. It's a not week. Urgent.
Yeah, nigga, you're buying it for one game. You can wait.
Right?
That's true.
It ain't a launch. It ain't a day one. So you
can. Oh, man, nigga about to give me a damn Switch, baby. Thanks a lot, really. Look, buying a Switch while I'm recording Dead End Gaming. How crazy is that?
That's
what the show's all about.
See, you might not get that PS5 day one, but you're gonna get you something.
Oh yeah, I mean, of course not. Y'all see me buying this now. I'm definitely not getting no PlayStation 5. What the hell? I'm gonna be playing Zelda now. Are you out your mind?
All right.
Shit.
So you got it successfully.
You got it.
Hold on, it's loading.
Hey, we secure it.
I said, Joe. Okay, now didn't you say, you know, I didn't buy it, but I'll buy it later. You said,
oh my god, what you mean?
No.
I was you victory dancing.
Listen, y'all not listening. I said, I was about to ask Granddad, so I forgot to get that, add the pro controller to it with it.
Yeah, go throw a pro controller up in there too.
Just do different purchases.
No, I already purchased. I know. I'm just gonna do two different ones, but I already purchased.
Them. Okay,
okay,
okay. Well, you good? Secured. Switch is secured, y'all.
I said Joe wrote in the in your mouth. Yes.
Oh shit,
man. Oh, good looking out, Granddad Willie.
No problem.
Got me a damn Switch, and I got it for $323.99 plus tax.
Yeah,
so all right, good job, bro.
Yeah, man.
There you go.
Well, next question.
All right, the next question is also going to come from Sober Hippie. His question is, well, from if you can't tell how old it is from the beginning of the question, you'll get an idea. With The Last of Us 2 releasing in a few days.
Whoa. Don't even that. No, don't continue. Don't continue.
No. It's a relevant question. It's Bruh. Just. I hope. You know what? Since we're here right now, I want to make it clear that I want y'all to stop asking the same question over and over again. We still have them. This question is old as you could tell, and we still have them. They aren't going anywhere. So, with The Last of Us 2 releasing in a few days, what do you guys want to see Naughty Dog do next? Last of Us 3, Uncharted 5, Jack 4, or new IP? If they do make a new IP, would you rather them continue down the dark and mature route or return to their more fun and lighthearted roots?
Yeah, I know what I'm going to say. Dark and mature route. If they do come up with a new IP. Last of Us 3. Yeah, man, Last of Us 3 on PS5. Oh, my God. If they was to release that, I think I might have to go with Last of Us 3. I might have to go with Last of Us 3. Like I'm cool waiting. Like I'm cool with if it's coming 2023 mm-hmm. or something down the line. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like me and Granddad mentioned before, it give PlayStation time to really show the PS5 what it can do. You know what I'm saying? So yeah,
I want to say Uncharted 5, but I feel like Uncharted 4 closed the book on Nathan Drake's story specifically.
Facts. I agree.
Uncharted 4 was one of the first PS4. Well, I got a PS4 Pro, so one of the first PS4 Pro games I played. So I was able to like see and be able to appreciate the environments and look off in the distance and see the mountains and look right under the tire tracks and see all the mud tracks and all that shit. And I really felt like the mid generation, if you will, was a bit justified because it looks so good. I would love to see what a next gen Uncharted would look like. But I feel like Nathan Drake is done. Maybe his daughter could do some adventures or whatever. Spoilers, whatever. Who cares? but if they do a new IP, I would want something in the middle. If I can say that answer, between dark and mature and lighthearted, because these quote unquote dark and mature games tend to lack so much fucking personality that I'm not able to be attached to the characters at all. They just lack humor and life, and humor is a part of life. So I don't know. That's my sort of answer.
So the right answer is Jack and Daxter. That's the correct answer. Mm-hmm. I would love to make a new Jack game. Kevin says this at least twice a year.
You're right.
Bring back Jack and Daxter. But if they don't, I would like a new IP, and I'd also like something fun and lighthearted. I feel like people act like platformers and like, especially 3D platforms, people act like those are dead, but those are still a whole lot of fun. It's a good genre, but I don't know what's going on. People act like those games ain't fun no more, but fuck what they talking about. I would like something less serious. Like Eric was saying, every game I play don't need to be no damn movie. Sometimes I just want to get in there and have fun with a game, make it lighthearted, make it silly, especially since I just recently finally played the Ratchet and Clank remake, and that was fun as hell. And I was like, yo, why aren't there more games like this? Like more chill and just funny and like laid back and cartoony. Like people act like that shit ain't fun and them niggas is liars. So fuck what they be talking about. Mm. My vote and the right answer is if not Jak and Daxter, a new fun IP.
So for me, I think it's too soon to be talking about any kind of Last of Us 3 for that to be their next move. I think that's too soon. Uncharted 5, I think Uncharted's done. I don't think I'll be okay with not having another Uncharted game. I think the story ended well enough. If they do Uncharted, then it does have to start with somebody that's not Nathan Drake.
Ooh, this bitch $50. Okay. Let's do it. Oh, Breath of the Wild, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, $50 on Amazon. Let's get it, baby.
That's the best you're gonna find.
You better get that now. You better get that now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm about to get it.
Yeah, so I think I want to actually, you know, I want a new IP from Naughty Dog. And I'm kind of like Eric. I want it somewhere in the middle where it's a lot. It's not as serious or as dark. It doesn't have to be full on lighthearted Jak and Daxter level, but something new, something innovative. Develop a new character that we can start to grow and appreciate and start to and you know, because Naughty Dog is known for having these franchises. So build a brand new franchise from the ground up. Create a brand new character that we can attach to, and really enjoy, and then have that character, you know, come into fruition. So I want that out of Naughty Dog. I think it's time for them to do something new, and they can do it because whenever they start something, they usually end well with it. So,
all right. That's all the questions. You can send your questions via Discord, Instagram, Twitter, or Reddit.
Right. Well, you know, I guess that would do it for this week's show. Appreciate everyone always stopping by, coming through Twitch, listening wherever you get your podcasts. But of course, before we get out of here, me and Mugga, what y'all got going on the Twitch channel?
Tomorrow I'm playing Tony Hawk, starting off the Pro Skater 2 tour. Saturday, I forgot what my old school Saturday game is. It's on my schedule though. Make sure y'all check it out. I'm sure it's going to be something fun. Oh, it's... No, I forgot. I don't know. Too much tequila. I'll tell you in a minute.
What about you, Granddad? What you got going on your Twitch this week?
So tomorrow's fighting game Friday. I'm not 100% sure, but I want to do some throwback old school. It's been a minute since I did something like that, so I will let you know exactly what that is. But it will be something tomorrow. And then Monday, I might go back to finishing up the Control DLC, so I can beat that boss, and do that. And then we got the CPU Cup number 12 coming up on Tuesday. So make sure y'all, enter into that. And also I got patch notes for the CPU Cup, y'all. We got a couple rule changes, a couple things that are going to be moving and implemented moving forward to make everything better and more efficient on a lot of levels. So, patch notes will probably drop this weekend, and then I will fully explain them on stream on the Data Cup.
So Old School Saturday is Spider-Man and Venom, Maximum Carnage. I'm not sure if I'm playing the Super Nintendo version or the Genesis version. I grew up with the Genesis one, but I might go Super Nintendo. And I did not plan this right after the Miles Morales new footage, but I think it's appropriate. So that's what it's going to be.
What about you, Bloodbath? What you got going on the Hold It Down podcast?
Actually, we low-key got a lot. I got an episode coming out this weekend, another one. And then also, Summer Madness is this weekend, September 19th. Summer Madness is a big deal in the world of battle rap. It's like one of the biggest events of the year. Like,
that's a good lineup, man. That's a good lineup.
We did our Summer Madness predictions on this episode that came out last week. So, you know what I'm saying? We went down the whole card. So, just be there September 19th at 4 o'clock. If you don't know where to watch it, ask me, hit me up, I'll let you know. Summer Madness is going to be crazy. We're going to be watching a Discord, you know what I'm saying, talking about it, live tweeting, all that. Like, it's going to be a good-ass day.
Yeah.
It's free, by the way, if people know. Summer Madness, you know what I'm saying, UR Events is free to watch on Caffeine.
Yep. All right, well, I mean, for me, I don't have a schedule. Y'all just, when I go live, y'all know when I go live. Maybe now that I'm back working, like, you know, full 5-day work weeks, 8-hour, you know, days or whatever, maybe I can try to start putting the schedule together. But, man, the way we shoot our schedule, you know, the way I might be at the studio some days or whatever, it ain't no telling. I can't even, like, pinpoint a streaming day and time. It's just like I go live. But I mean, I'm probably still gonna stream, of course, some more 2K, my player, and some Ghost Recon. Y'all gonna see a lot of that. I'm letting y'all know that right now. Y'all gonna see a lot of Ghost Recon. And then I think next week too, Division is coming with their other expansion called the Summit, which looks fucking dope. I posted the trailer in the Discord, man. I cannot wait. You go up 100 floors. Each floor it gets harder. And you fight, you know, you're fighting different bosses, fighting tiers of enemies and stuff, man. So I cannot wait for the Summit to drop on Division 2. So, but yeah, so that Division 2, Ghost Recon, y'all gonna see me streaming a lot of that one in 2K. So yeah. That's about it. Wow, Miami lost. That's crazy. I mean, Miami won. That's crazy.
Yeah, I noticed it.
All right, well, that's gonna do it for this week, man. We see y'all episode 103. Peace.
Peace.